Grr.
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 Hey girls and gents, thank y'all so much for the support thus far and checking out the first segment about just welcoming you to the girl movement. So I thank you all on the feedback. Made a girl feel good. Quit. Which kind of brings me to what I'm talking about today. And you know what? I think it actually touches girls and guys, to really be honest with you. Maybe guys won't be so forthcoming, but I wanted to talk about, when is the last time you had a good cry? And I mean good cry, okay? And it's two parts. It's two ways that you can call it a good cry, right? You have a good cry where you just needed to get the overwhelming emotion of whatever it is that you're feeling out of your body, right? And then the other side of that is a cry of crying because you're so happy. Like, you're so happy that you can't do anything but cry because it makes you so weak. So I want to talk about both scenarios because I've had both in the last 2 weeks. 3 weeks. So my good cry, where I was so overwhelmed in feeling, and when I say feeling, I mean like overwhelmed in anxiety and just, I wouldn't say great feelings, just stress and all that type of stuff. So to let you guys in, I recently took a leap of faith and decided to change up and find me a new job to support myself and grow until I can do this completely, 100%. And so I left my company because I'm in this space where I have support. I have the support of someone saying, no matter what, I got you. And shout out to him. He is absolutely amazing, but I've never been here before. And so for a woman that is always taking care of herself, her father has and mother have went out their way to make sure I could always sustain who I am. Always can take care of myself. If I got to cut the grass, whatever I got to do, at least they gave me the tools to know how to do it. And one thing that has been consistent and has been a staple in my life is working. I started working when I was in high school as a secretary for a real estate firm. And then shortly after that, I did the co-op program during high school. I worked for the bank and then went to college and I worked for the bank. And when I graduated, like, I worked for the bank after that. Because I didn't, you know, they sell you this dream that you graduate from college and you're just going to have this dream job. But it didn't happen that way for me. I had to stay on the personal side of finance until I could get over to the corporate side. But neither here nor there, I've been working. I haven't taken a break. The most I've taken a break in between jobs is probably a couple days. So here I am sitting on my couch looking out the window and allowing myself to figure out what this side of me looks like. You know, it almost feels like you haven't seen this side of you. Like, you haven't gone to this country before and here you are taking on new sights, and it's about yourself. So for me, I became overwhelmed with the feelings of inadequacy because I didn't realize how much I identify with my job, my career, and who it made me, and the money that I was making. And it's so funny. I think, maybe in my last one, I talked about how much I always felt like my career was in order, but I couldn't get my love life right. And now it seems like it's the swap, right? It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. So I was overwhelmed, like, okay, I need a job, I need a job, I need a job. Meanwhile, he's like, no, you know, find the right one for you. Like, I got it. I got it. I can hold it down, but I want you to be happy. Your happiness and your peace is the most important thing to me. And I just like being a contributor, guys. I like, you know, being responsible for me. And then I also don't, you know, the biggest fear for me is for someone to turn around and rub it in my face, how they've helped me. So I've always just taken care of me. But with all those feelings, but where I was, I was out of balance. I was completely out of balance on the inside, and I had to fall to my knees and just cry. I just cried, y'all. I just cried because I didn't have the answer. And I felt like, and I did this, and I took the step out. And, you know, it's one thing to encourage other people, but then to really like throw yourself into something, to go through it, to see what it's like, and you want the best for yourself. It's hard, man. Growth is hard. Growth, to be stretched, you're growing. You know, it is very hard. No one tells you this. It is hard for you to desire to be taken to another place in life and to continue to climb. You have to grow. And that means stretching, and that means being uncomfortable. But understand on the other side that you end on uncomfortable, falls off, and you find comfortability in your new space. And you're so thankful for the struggle because it propelled you into where you wanted to be. I'm not there yet. I'm still sitting and waiting for the right opportunity, because it is important to me as well to be very happy in my career choice and to be gearing up for, you know, the continued family that I plan to have and grow onto the one I currently have. So that was my moment where I had that good, anxious, overwhelming cry. So girls, what does it mean to have a good cry to you? And when's the last time you had one?
To me, a good cry is when you have a lot of built up anger and frustration and resentment and every kind of bad emotion you can think of inside of you, and you need to get it out. And that outlet is screaming, yelling, crying, all of that, just overt emotions, getting that anger you feel inside out. The last time I had a good cry was when I felt like everything was piled up against me, the world, my relationships, my family, my finances, and I needed to scream and let it out. And as juvenile as it seemed, I felt so much better.
So then here's the other part. The other part in the good cry that I had was actually, what was it? Saturday. It was actually Saturday, guys. And I just moved, and you know, like I've mentioned before, I'm getting ready to get married, but I think every part of this is still settling in, right? Understanding that my life is about to be merged with someone else's, and you know, seeing it come to life and really believing that, oh my gosh, I found my person and he loves me just as much as I love him. And he's wanting to sacrifice and give and do all these amazing things. It's still very sobering to think about, extremely sobering. Like I can feel the frog in my throat right now just thinking about it. But because as girls, and girls growing up now and the generation before, like, you know, and even before, we can go even further back, but because society has become so sexualized and sensualized and lustful, I'll be honest, as girls sometimes feel like we'll never find them. will never be enough for one man to appreciate and want to give the world to, just as much as we want to give them the world, you know? It hasn't been easy, but it has been so rewarding, so much so that we moved on the account of him, because he's holding it down. Remember, y'all, he's holding it down. And we moved, and we're in the house, and we got everybody to help us move our stuff in. Shout out to y'all. I appreciate that. But we're sitting in our bedroom, and we're putting the stuff together. He's putting the bed together, to be honest. I helped a little bit. But I'm just looking at him, and I'm looking around, and I'm looking at our space, and I'm looking at our stuff coming together. And you guys, I was so overwhelmed with happiness. Like, happiness to the point where I felt like I made the right decision to fight. You know, I made the right decision to never give up on love just because I've been hurt. You know, and not to say that he's not going to hurt me or things aren't going to happen, because our relationship will definitely go through some things. But the fact that I feel like somebody is fighting right alongside me, like if I fall, I know he's swinging, you know, like it felt so good to look around and know that someone really, really has me. And so I thought it was a good topic to talk about, because I think it's a good thing, guys. Both scenarios. You know, letting it out in tears doesn't in no way. I'm sorry, y'all, this beeping. In no way, shape, or form indicates weakness. Crying, my dad had to come to a place where he said this to me, because I've always been a crier. Like, you know, when I'm overwhelmed with emotion, like that's just me. I've gotten a little bit more balance about it, but it's been me. But my dad is a Pisces, very unemotional, army man. And I wanted him to understand where I was coming from, but I didn't know how to articulate it without inserting tears, emotion, right? My form of emotion that I frequently used. But he told me one day, he said, you know, babe, I finally had to realize. I had to realize that crying was not a sign of weakness. It is an emotion. It is an emotion. Gentlemen, girls, it is an emotion, and it is okay. In order to be balanced, you have to be able to touch all things and not run from different parts of yourself. You just have to find a balance. You have to know that, gosh, here's a time that this is okay. You know, just like we teach our children and we teach ourselves, hey, we can't just go off being angry all the time. There are times that anger is warranted. We are multifaceted people. And I think the biggest goal that we all try to accomplish is to be balanced. So a good cry, whether it's the first scenario or the second scenario, I think is essential. It's essential in growth. It's essential in balance. It's essential in just being. So girls, what does it mean to have a good cry to you? And when's the last time you had one?
Hey girls, so a good cry. I probably should have like recorded this, I don't know, like when I'm sad, but no, I don't have to. I would consider like having a good cry when I feel like I am being defeated, when there's a lot of defeat going on around me, when I feel like I can't solve a lot of the things and everything seems to be going down here for me. Mind you guys, I have my two girls sitting here listening to this because it's girls. So just a good cry is great. I feel like once you
cry and you just get it out, like, it just frees you. It frees your mental space. It frees your heart. And I have a good cry. I would say at least once a month. I just have.
Hey, girls. I got my girl here, my oldest baby, and she's 15, and I decided to just put her on and just ask her as well, because she's a young lady as well. What's a good cry for her, and when's the last time she had a good cry? So here she is.
Hey, y'all. So I would say a good cry for me is, like, when either I've had a really rough week or, like, somebody, like, that I know or something like that has left me and it had, like, a big burden on me and stuff. The last time I had a good cry probably was when somebody really close to me left me, like, left out of my life. And it was really, 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 it was hard for me. But at the same time, I feel like a good cry is good. Like, once I get all the tears out, I was like, I'm bigger and better now. So, yeah.
I mean, that's it, girl?
Yeah. I don't cry a lot, so...
So, think about it. I just wonder, when is the last time you had a good cry? Just a good cry. Whether you just had to reset, get it all out, so you can attack it again. But never, ever, ever feel, ever feel like you're weak. Never, ever, ever feel like you've given up or tears isn't ending. No, understand that, you know, a good cry sometimes is essential to take you to the next level. It's essential for clarity, you know? And this one, I don't think it's going to be a long one, but I just had to share my personal experiences with you guys. And I want to ask you, your thoughts. I want you to come back and tell me, what are your thoughts about a good cry? What does that mean to you? Is this the first time you ever heard anything about really talking about a good cry? I know some of the men are gonna be like, what? A good cry? I don't cry, man. I don't freaking cry. You probably should. Because if you find that you can't connect, and this is for the guys, I gotta be really, really honest with you, because I just said this the other day. If you can't connect with your woman, okay, that's because and you give her everything. You give her everything. She gets your check. She does anything monetary, like, you give it to her. She just does it. She pays a bill, whatever the case may be. But understand, the breed of women that are here today that I've, you know, are growing up now, and, you know, millennials and Generation Z, X, whatever. A lot of times, and I'm not saying everyone, there are those gold diggers and there are those different type of women out there that don't require this. But women that have been taking care of themselves for years don't need you to bring home the bacon. It's clear. Now listen to what I said there. We don't need you to take care of us, but we want you to. We want you to be the provider. However, there is an additional need, because the women these days need emotional competency. That means I need you to connect with me in a way emotionally, like, that we can click. I need you to understand that, hey, I am a female and I am full of all type of hormones, and there are going to be some things that I feel. I'm going to express myself in feeling. It may not always be in logic, but I need you to be able to empathize. I need you to be able to sympathize in ways that maybe back in the day when he just brought the food home, he wasn't necessarily required to. A lot of women can take care of themselves these days. A lot of women are actually higher paid than men. It does not matter. That's not the point here. The point is that the need is different. And I think men, if you're looking to connect and keep, and also create that dynamic that you're looking for, where your woman is lusting after you, you have to find some emotional competency. You have to be able to tap into yourself and really know what it is to feel. So all the emotions. You have to find that inner balance, because I think that in order to have a fully balanced relationship and to think to get the things that you also need as a male, you're going to have to connect a lot more with your female in different ways. And hey, it's nothing wrong with that. That's still growth, right? That's still growth, and it's uncomfortable. It's new. It's different. Maybe you didn't see it that way within your parents' relationships or whatever relationship you kind of idolized as you were growing up. But understand that as things change, we need to change. We do. That's just what it is. And if you are okay with remaining in the same space and staying stagnant and not growing, more power to you. But I do foresee a really unfulfilled life, because as y'all know, as we continue to move, there's things in about history that do repeat themselves, but there are a lot of things that have changed. There are a lot of things that are changed. So I think it's important to finding yourself some peace with change, because it's going to continue to happen. And I challenge you, challenge yourself. I challenge you, girls. I challenge you guys. Grow. Find the areas within self that are weak, that you need to balance out, that you need to deal with. Grow. Have a good cry and move on to the next level. Whatever it is you got to do. But I'm telling you, it is necessary. So that's all I got, girls, gents, guys. That's all I got, but I just had to share. And I do want to tell you guys, I will be putting these out every other Thursday. Just kind of taking some time to get it together and see what kind of cadence I want to go through and whatever feedback I kind of get. But every other Thursday, I will be putting these out. So give me your feedback. I'll start dropping questions out so you guys can kind of leave me some voicemails that I can add in as well. But I thank you so, 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 so much for your ear. I thank you for allowing me to be raw. I thank you for any feedback. I just thank you so much. I'm already so fulfilled by just doing this. These two. So until next time, girls, guys, y'all be great. And know I love y'all. Take care.